73 degrees in Nashville. Partly cloudy skies overhead right now, but we do expect plenty of sun today. Highs in the mid to upper 80s, and there's a strong possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Good afternoon. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Singer-songwriter John Rich of the band Big and Rich was sworn in last week, not by the Country Music Hall of Fame, but by President Donald Trump as his inaugural special envoy for American landowners. As farmers face financial pressure to sell their farms, Rich's role is meant to, quote, address challenges posed by government overreach, activist pressure campaigns, and outside interests that threaten private property rights. The issue has been a concern of Governor Bill Lee. He's pushed legislation to help Tennessee farmers keep their land and crops. Well, there's still plenty of contention over Nashville's airport authority, even after a new state-appointed board was seated at the start of this month. There's been a years-long battle over who appoints the board that runs the airport, city or state. And after action by state lawmakers, the power is now in state hands. But city leaders still say they aren't recognizing that board. They've now sued the Federal Aviation Administration in hopes of maintaining control. Here's Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell.
We're fighting for the right to control our own airport through litigation. We have sued in federal court, and we've asked the FAA to enforce a 2024 federal law that says you can't change the airport's oversight body without the consent of the existing board.
Metro did have a different lawsuit against the state, but that case had been authorized when the city-appointed board was in power. A state-appointed board voted to withdraw from the lawsuit. For the 17th time this year, a Nashville pedestrian has been killed in an accident. A Nashville driver says a downpour was a factor. It was raining heavily just before sunrise Saturday when the crash happened on Murfreesboro Pike in Antioch. That stretch is 5 lanes wide, with traffic signal crossings few and far between. Police say the victim was a 55-year-old man who was attempting to run across the street. So far, 2026 has been more deadly for people on foot than the past 2 years at this time. Nashville's public health department is urging people who haven't gotten the MMR vaccine to get the shot after confirming a case of measles in East Nashville. Tennessee's measles cases have risen to single digits in the past 2 years. CDC numbers show that of reported measles cases in the U.S., 93% of patients were not fully vaccinated. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.